Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden said Tuesday he told Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell during a phone call that although they disagreed on a lot of things, there are things they can work together on. McConnell acknowledged Biden as the winner of the election Tuesday, a day after the Electoral College voted to confirm Biden's victory. McConnell also congratulated Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, saying all Americans can take pride that our nation has a female vice president-elect for the very first time. President Donald Trump, who has continued to make unfounded claims that he was cheated out of re-election, did not immediately respond to McConnell's acknowledgement that Biden would become the country's 46th president on January the 20th. Republican and Democratic leaders are continuing negotiations in an effort to reach an agreement on a new round of coronavirus aid that has eluded lawmakers for months. Funding for the U.S. government also is set to run out Friday when a short-term extension expires. President-elect Biden has said that even if lawmakers reach agreement on aid this month, a subsequent round of aid will almost certainly need to be negotiated when the new Congress is sworn in early next year. The White House said Tuesday that President Trump would wait to see the specifics of the deal before signing off on it. Many Americans received up to $1,200 in payments earlier this year to address the impact of the business closures meant to control the spread of the pandemic. Lawmakers from both parties have expressed approval for another round of smaller stimulus checks. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, on the VOA mobile app.